It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Well, today on the Morning Conversation, we are taking an in-depth look at the Oregon Ducks in the college football playoffs. The countdown is on, and we've got a little more than 24 hours until number 5 Oregon and number 4 Texas Tech kick off in the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The college football playoff field has been whittled down to the final 8 teams as we've reached the quarterfinal round, and the matchup between the Ducks and Red Raiders might just be the most intriguing game on the schedule. Between the stats, the betting odds, and even the series history, Oregon and Texas Tech looks to be the most competitive quarterfinal battle this year. The Ducks are favored by just 2.5 points, the slimmest margin of all the quarterfinal games. Oregon and Texas Tech are two of just 3 teams in the nation in the top 15 for scoring offense, total offense, scoring defense, and total defense. And the previous 2 meetings between the Ducks and Red Raiders were decided by just 8 points each, including a 38-30 victory for Oregon in 2023 against current Texas Tech head coach Joey McGuire.
This is going to be a great game. Two really good teams. I think we're very, very similar whenever you look at our teams, and so I'm looking for a great matchup.
Well, the Ducks are back in the quarterfinal round of the CFP for a second consecutive season. Of course, Oregon had a first-round bye last year before Ohio State spoiled U of O's undefeated season on the way to the national championship. Now, this year, Texas Tech is the team that had the bye, and the Red Raiders are ramping up for the Orange Bowl after having 26 days off from competition. Coach McGuire acknowledged that it's been a long layoff while talking with Senior Associate Athletic Director Robert Giovanetti on the Red Raiders YouTube channel.
It's just one of those deals like you need to play. You know, there's a difference between practicing and playing. There's a rhythm. The good thing is I hope we've done enough good on good. I hope we've done enough, you know, where we're, playing at a real high level. But the thing is with us that we needed and we were playing for that bye, it was all about health, you know, and getting Barron as healthy as he could be, getting Jacob Rodriguez as healthy as he could be, Ben Roberts, John Curry, Howard Sampson, on and on and on of guys that are banged up. But you know what? If we'd have played 7 days after the Big 12 championship, we'd have had the same team that we played in the Big 12 championship. We probably wouldn't have been as healthy.
The Red Raiders clinched their first berth in the college football playoff after trouncing BYU 34-7 in the Big 12 Conference Championship game on December 6th. It was the 12th time this year that Texas Tech has won by 20 or more points, the most such wins by any program this season. Tech becomes the 5th team since 1936 to record 12 or more wins by 20-plus points in a season. 3 of those teams to reach that mark went on to win the national championship. Dan Lanning said this week that the Red Raiders bear the marks of a winning program.
These guys play a really high level of football, right? And they've not just played opponents, they've dominated opponents, right? And to not dominate the way that they've dominated speaks volumes about what kind of team this is. So there's a ton of respect for them because they've got the winning formula, right? They protect the ball, they attack the ball on defense, right? They create explosives on offense, they prevent explosives on defense, they play really good special teams play. I think all those things show up, and you say, what's a good football team? Like, those are the attributes. They have those attributes.
Oregon has been no slouch this season either, winning games by an average of 22.8 points, good for the 5th best margin of victory in FBS this year. Joey McGuire thinks Oregon's team speed is what helps make the Ducks so dangerous.
They're a really fast team. Probably top 1 or 2 whenever you're talking about team speed of teams that we face this year. We're going to have to do a good job. I think it really starts with trying to stop the run, because then, it really puts us in a situation where we have a higher percentage of them passing the football, and now we've earned the right to rush the passer, trying to put pressure on those guys, maybe get the ball out. They'll have to get the ball out faster, but this is, team speed-wise, it jumps off the tape. They're a very fast football team.
Behind quarterback Dante Moore, Oregon leads the FBS in explosive plays of 20 yards or more with 91 this season. The Ducks average 469 yards per game and 7.3 yards per play. Moore has been excellent in his first year starting for Oregon, ranking fourth in the country in quarterback ratings. He's thrown 28 touchdowns with 8 interceptions and also run for 2 scores. He's generated plenty of buzz this year and has been projected by many to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft this spring if he were to decide to go pro. Joey McGuire shared his thoughts on Oregon's QB ahead of the Orange Bowl.
This quarterback's special. I mean, if he decides to come out, he's probably the number one quarterback taken in the draft, him or the Indiana kid. But he's really good. So we've got to put some pressure on him, and we've got to do a good job of stopping the run to get to do that.
Dante Moore threw for 313 yards and 4 touchdowns in Oregon's first-round win over James Madison, but he also tossed a pair of interceptions to the Dukes, who rank 18th nationally in INTs. Texas Tech is 11th in the country with 16 interceptions this season, and Moore will need to make ball security a high priority in the Orange Bowl. He said this week that he feels prepared thanks to facing U of O's defense every day in practice.
Texas Tech has, you know, great front seven. You know, they've been working their tails off to make great plays. I got to give them the credit. But at practice, I've been doing it for a while now. So it's going to feel pretty good that, you know, you practice how you play. You know, this week we've been pushing ourselves when it comes to O-line, when it comes to myself. But we're ready, we're excited, and it's going to be a great team to play against.
First-team All-Americans Jacob Rodriguez and David Bailey highlight the Red Raiders' defense. Bailey has tallied 13.5 sacks this season, second best at the FBS level. Rodriguez, a linebacker who received votes in the Heisman Trophy polling this season, has been one of the most disruptive forces defensively in college football. He's had 7 forced fumbles with 2 recoveries, plus 4 interceptions, 6 pass breakups, 1 sack, and 11 tackles for loss. Oregon offensive coordinator Will Stein said this week that Rodriguez is a guy the Ducks have to game plan for.
Yeah, he definitely has elite instincts. He can run sideline to sideline. He can make plays in the box. He can make plays out in space. He attacks the football with forced fumbles and interceptions. Shoot, he's ran touchdowns in. I've seen him strip a ball from a running back, just running straight and running in for a touchdown. So he has really good instincts. He's a veteran. He's played a lot of ball and feels like he's really comfortable in their scheme. So I do think he's definitely one of the better players we've played this season. And he definitely poses a lot of threats to us.
Well, the Red Raider defense will most definitely provide a challenge to the Ducks. But Dante Moore said he's comfortable going into the matchup thanks to Oregon's offensive line.
Isaiah World and E-Man and Harkey and Dave and Poncho, just everybody's pushing each other's tail. As a quarterback, you know, I have 100% confidence and comfort in the pocket with them, so I'm blessed to have them as my lineman.
Oregon's defense has been a difficult problem to solve for many teams this year as well. The Ducks rank 7th in total defense, 5th in passing defense, and the team has allowed just 16.3 points per game, which would be the fewest allowed by the Ducks in a season since 1966. McGuire covered what the Texas Tech hopes to do to counteract Oregon's stout defense.
Our challenge, you know, that we're going to challenge our guys is we got to find a way to run the football. You know, they're great at stopping the run. So we got to find a way to run the football. And then, you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, our receivers, Coy and CD and Reggie, you know, throw TC in there and John Carlos, they have got to go attack the football. We've got to win our one-on-one battles. You know, whenever we've done that at a high level, then we've been really effective on offense.
Well, health is always a critical factor to every game this late in the season. The teams released injury reports earlier in the week. Oregon's report didn't provide any major surprises. Wide receiver Evan Stewart, who has been out all season, is out for the game after showing some positive signs ahead of the first round game against James Madison. Now, on the plus side, receivers DeCorian Moore and Gary Bryan Jr. are no longer listed on the injury report, indicating that they'll be full go after missing significant time this year and return returning to limited action in the first round. Running back Jordan Davison and defensive back Theron Johnson were also removed from the injury report. More positive news for Oregon's depth. And the defense might actually get additional help from freshman Trey McNutt, a highly touted defensive back who got injured before the season and has been out all year. Texas Tech listed star linebacker Jacob Rodriguez as probable ahead of the Orange Bowl, although there hasn't been any mention of what his injury might be. Texas Tech's main kicker, Stone Harrington, also listed as probable. Special teams can always come into play. He's made 22 of 27 field goals and 41 of 42 PATs. The Red Raider faithful might have been hopeful that defensive lineman Skylar Gil Howard would make his return to the field after an ankle injury knocked out the mauler out of the lineup, but he is listed as out for this game. Oregon and Texas Tech kick off in the Orange Bowl at noon on the East Coast, 9 a.m. here on the West Coast. Tune in for the playoff game. Pre-game coverage starting at 7 a.m. on New Year's Day tomorrow, right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. If the Ducks win, they would advance to the Peach Bowl on January 9th in Atlanta, Georgia, to face the winner of number 1 Indiana and number 9 Alabama. The Hoosiers and Crimson Tide meet in the Rose Bowl tomorrow afternoon at 1. The quarterfinals do start tonight at 4:30 with number 2 Ohio State versus number 10 Miami in the Cotton Bowl. Number 3 Georgia faces number 6 Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl to wrap up the quarterfinals tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. This has been an in-depth preview of Oregon in the Orange Bowl against Texas Tech on the Morning Conversation presented by Becky Holm Insurance Agent.